There are more than 70 tents along the side of Dublin's Grand Canal this lunchtime. They're sheltering unaccompanied asylum seekers who are located less than 400 metres from the International Protection Office on Lower Mound Street, from where a large number of tents were removed earlier this week. Yesterday, the South Georgian Corps Residents Association called on the Taoiseach Simon Harris to follow through on a commitment he made not to allow tented encampments to develop in Dublin City. Well, we're joined now from the Grand Canal in Dublin by our reporter, Laura Fletcher. Laura, can you give us a picture of what things are like there this lunchtime?
Justin, yes. So on the Grand Canal, it's a sunny day, and there are, on both sides now, we have tents lining the canal, both the north and south of the canal, between Mount Street Bridge and Hubbin Bridge. And indeed, some tents are stretching even beyond those bridges on each side. These are the tents that are covered in blue tarpaulin, and they're giving shelter to international protection applicants who are still awaiting an offer of accommodation made by the state. Now, the number here has almost doubled in the last 24 hours. Initially, around 40 were pitched on Friday evening, and that number has grown to over 70 now this afternoon.
What has the reaction been of the locals, of the residents in that area to this encampment been?
Well, as you mentioned, yesterday, a local resident and chair of the South Georgian Corps Residents Association, Kevin Byrne, raised concerns that this settlement would grow. And this morning he said he'd been proved right. It has. And this lunchtime, a statement from local elderly residents in sheltered housing, they issued a statement saying they were deeply concerned about the development of this encampment along the canal. They said their primary concern was ensuring the well-being of both the residents and the asylum seekers, and they believed a long-term solution required collaboration at a government level.
And we did see a government coordinated operation last Wednesday to remove tents from Lower Mound Street, just a couple of hundred metres from where you are now. It seems the problem has been moved up around the corner. Is there any indication that these tents will also be moved?
So, Justin, I mean, what happened in Mount Street wasn't the first time either that we saw those tents moved. They were moved, you'll remember the operation on St. Patrick's Day, when over 100 people were also moved to alternative accommodation. That was Crooksling. And then the operation this week moved people to both Crooksling in County Dublin and to City West. But the issue of unaccommodated asylum seekers continues, and we have almost 1,700 asylum seekers awaiting offers of state-provided accommodation. 120 of those arrived between Tuesday and Friday of this week, and we spoke to more who've arrived since then. Now, in terms of what can happen in relation to these tents, as you mentioned, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has said that we can't have what he called makeshift shanty towns. He said that in the Dáil on Tuesday, even before the operation on Wednesday. However, we know that there can that tents are used by both Irish and non-Irish homeless people. We have seen the Gardaí carrying out what they call community policing, making sure that everything's okay. But these tents aren't obstructing pavements or anything like that. And they're also quite close to the day services, where the Department of Integration has agreements in place so these individuals can get food, charging points, toilets, showers, and those are really, and also the tents themselves. Okay.
Laura, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Laura Fletcher, our reporter at the Grand Canal. We did ask for a government spokesperson to speak with us about this issue. Nobody was available. We asked for an interview with the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. She wasn't available. We looked for an interview with the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Councillor Dáithí de Roiste. He wasn't available. And we looked for an interview with the Fine Gael Group Leader of Dublin City Council, James Gagan, who also represents the area around the Grand Canal. He wasn't available either. We are joined on the line now by Lucky Kambule, founder of the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland. Lucky Kambule, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the programme. I know you have been down to this encampment. What are the conditions like there?
Thank you very much for having me. And thanks to Laura as well for giving great account of the events there.
Lucky, can you hear us? I think we may have lost Lucky's line.
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear us. Okay, well, we'll persist with it for now. Can you tell us what the conditions are like down at the encampment? I know you visited there last night.
Yes, I was there last night, and the conditions are, you know, are really, really challenging for the people that seek protection there. It's the tents, and as you were speaking earlier as well, nobody knows what's going to happen this time, though they are not blocking any pavement or pathway for the people. But it is a serious concern, and the guys there are really not happy with what is happening. And we thought that when the tents were removed outside the IPO, there was actually a proper plan by the government to house those that were not in the IPO, and also those that are new coming into the country. But as we all know, there's nothing like that, and it's a great concern of us that this is going to grow. People still continue to come into the country, and there's loads and thousands of people that are still not accommodated anyway. So we would really appreciate if there is a proper plan to house people, not to subject them to risk of being attacked as well in these parks.
What are you expecting to happen in relation to this encampment? We did see that operation last Wednesday on the Mount Street area, where tents were removed from that area and the people who were staying in those tents were moved to other locations. Are you expecting the same thing to happen here too?
There's nothing to rule that out, but I would expect that people can be left alone, because it's not a fault of that individual to not be accommodated, and somebody needs to have a place or a tent at this stage somewhere. So if we're removing people from these tents and putting them somewhere, what then happens? That is the problem that we have, is that what is it that is in place in order for this not to happen? Because the locals will, at the moment, it's just few days, these tents there, and the locals have not reacted in a negative way at this stage. But what will happen if the locals start to also object to that?
Okay.
So it's a problem.
All right, Lucky Kambule, founder of the Movement of Asylum Seekers in Ireland, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We appreciate your time.